This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
The issue about Enoch and Elijah, because they did ascend, did they not?
Yes, they did. So the heaven that Jesus is talking about is the presence and the dwelling place of God, and that's John 3:13. In Jewish cosmology, there are three heavens. The first heaven is where the air is, the birds. The second heaven, where the sun is, the stars and the moon are. The third heaven is the dwelling place of God. So when it says Elijah and Enoch were taken up into heaven, it's talking about the first level. It doesn't mean they went to the dwelling place of God.
Number 5.
How do you know when a conversation is just over?
It's an art. I've debated different levels with people before and just said, look, I'm done talking to you because you refuse to believe the truth. So we're done. And I've had people say, what, you quitting? You coward? No, it's just, I've just talked to you so many times about this that, you know, you're just not listening. I've had others where I've wanted to further it because people are listening and I want to expose the person's illogic, unscriptural position and use it as a teaching opportunity. And so sometimes I'll go beyond what I normally would have quit at. You know, it just kind of depends what you want to accomplish and how you're feeling that day. And you ask the Lord, and I'll do that during debates. You know, Lord, just give me words. You know, just give me words. Not my words, your words, Lord.
Number 4.
So I was recently having a conversation with a guy, and he was under the assumption that only the children of believers would go to heaven.
As far as someone saying that children of believers can go to heaven, but not the unbelievers, I understand that because what they're talking about is covenantalism. And covenantalism is very biblical, but does it necessitate that conclusion? No, it doesn't. So people could say that, and that could be their opinion, and they could raise some verses to support that because of the sanctification of the married person, children are sanctified in the marriage if one of them is a believer. So from that, they could make the case, well, we will conclude that they go to heaven and the ones who are not sanctified in the believing parent don't. But the Bible doesn't say that.
You can't say that any clearer than saying all children. One, neither one is definitive, I guess.
That's right. It's not definitive.
Number 3.
You know, I love theology. I'm a big theology fan, but we must remember the most important thing is applying the teachings of Christ, which means loving your neighbors, respecting your neighbors, not lying, not stealing, not cheating. You know, just applying the teachings as opposed to trying to learn as much theology as we can, which is, I love theology. I'm a big fan of yours. But I think sometimes that gets lost in the Christian faith. You know, we get caught up on knowing so many isms and so many terminology that we don't apply the basic teachings of Christ, which this world needs to see right now.
I agree with you. That's
why I tell people,
oh, absolutely. I tell people you behave based on what you believe. So we need to study doctrine and know these things, and then we need to carry it out.
Right.
If you just got a bunch of head knowledge, you're not doing anything, you're not learning. You're not doing what's right.
That's right.
Number 2.
Why do you believe the Bible to be the Word of God? See, I feel like a lot of Christians, they know that the Bible is the Word of God, but when posed that question, they're not really sure how to answer it.
Right.
So I just wanted to see like what your answer to that question would be if somebody who was not a Christian asked it.
Well, what I'll do when a non-believer asks me the question, I'll say, I believe the Bible is the Word of God because God, in His great mercy, through the Holy Spirit, has opened my heart to trust in the incarnate Word as well as the written Word. And then I go to John 10:27. You know, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. I'll give eternal life to them. So it's the issue of us knowing the voice of Christ. And I say, you know, the Bible says in John 1:29 that God grants that we believe. And Jesus says in John 10:27 that His sheep hear His voice and follow Him. And the Bible is the voice of God. So this is how we know.
I pray that the Lord God through, because of, and through, and in the name only of the Lord Jesus Christ, and because of the Holy Spirit and the precious, priceless, powerful blood of the Lamb, that He would bend me and break me and shatter me into numberless pieces until my heart is left as nothing but a volcanic fire burning with passionate love for the Lord Jesus Christ that extends through my whole entire being for the glory of God alone.
Wow. I wish you were my neighbor.
And now the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be to St. Adieu.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.
One of our generous sponsors here at the Truth Network has come under fire. Fire from the enemy. Fire for standing up for family values. Actually, one of the biggest supporters of the movie Unplanned that talked about the horrors of abortion. Yes, it's Mike Lindell. You've heard me talk about his pillows for a long, long time, and no doubt big business is responding to Mike Lindell and all this generosity for causes for the kingdom by trying to shut down his business. You can't buy his pillows at Kohl's anymore. You can't get them on the Amazon. Or you can't get them at Costco. They're attempting to close his business because he stood up for kingdom values. What a chance to respond, especially if you need a pillow. Oh, I've had mine now for years and years and years and still fluffs up as wonderful as ever. Queen size pillows are just $29.98. Be sure and use the promo code TRUTH or call 1-800-944-5396. That's 1-800-944-5396. Use the promo code TRUTH for values on any MyPillow product to support truth.